Hello, America. Dave Hodges here, host of the Common Sense Show. We are the show freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. Please amplify our efforts by sharing far and wide. We need to wake people up. And Kamala Harris has just given us a lot of fodder. She's really helping Trump. And we need to help Trump by sharing this insane message. This lying piece of filth, and is exactly what she is. It's not pejorative, insulting, calling names. That's exactly what she is. She has now contradicted herself to a level where no one should say, I can't trust her. I want to vote Democratic and I hate Trump, but I can't vote for this. We're going to tell you what is happening. We're going to expose the issue right here on the Common Sense Show. Boy. These people are amazing, aren't they? Hey, are your utility bills too high? We got a deal here in Arizona, Southwest Gas, and our corrupt Arizona Corporation Commission that gets to decide how much they get to charge. They're going to give them these high rates. People are crying, complaining, said, we can't afford our bills now. 60% of us are struggling, 30% can't pay. And this is the national statistic. And I guarantee you, I'll be coming back on here. I'll say, here, an update on that story I brought up about Southwest Gas and the Arizona Corporation Commission. Well, first of all, you know this. If anything would benefit the people in Arizona, government won't do it. They're as bad as the Biden-Harris administration. So we'll update you on that. But here's the deal. You can take matters into your own hands and, oh, no, you don't have to go out and live in nature and forsake all the utilities. You need this device right here. This device plugs in to your wall outlet and it takes care of negative electricity. Negative electricity is the fluctuation, and that means that your system is always in recovery mode, trying to recapture an element of stabilization, and you use tremendous amounts of energy. This straightens that out. And you've come along at the right time because this device is 66% off. It's so inexpensive. It works right here. Don'twastepower.com is where you go. Don'twastepower.com. And if you're watching us on social media, you can go there and click on the link. Okay, so I'm going to show you, or I'm actually going to play for you. Kamala Harris came out today. Well, she didn't. Spokespeople, press release. And she says, I have a new position on the border. I have a new position on the border. This was taken today. Her new position on the border. Now, wait a minute. Joe Biden, we love you, Joe. You should be on Mount Rushmore. Actually, the old administration should be on Mount Flushmore, but that's another story for another time. But this is today. And the Biden-Harris administration created this. What she said today is that she wants to build a border wall. Did you hear what I know? You might have just fallen out of your chair. Harris said today she wants to build a border wall. Oh, I believe her. This is why she won't debate. She canceled the 4th of September debate. She's now making demands that no one would agree to so she can get out of the next debate and never debate anything. And she'll continually give these press releases that imitate Trump's position, like no taxes on tips. Nice copy job. Do you know who's responsible for this wall, Kamala? Or Kamala, or whatever you're calling yourself? Do you know who's responsible? Donald Trump. So this is just like the tips and taxes, the same issue. Trump policy. Oh, I think the people like that. Hey, I'm for the border wall now. This woman is out of control. She is. You know, when we did Sherry Edwards, Dr. Sherry Edwards' bioacoustic analysis of Kamala, she said her personality lacks foundation. That's exactly what we're talking about. She doesn't have a stable sense of self. And maybe this is why she drinks so much. And folks, I've just seen all the videos. When I showed a thing in Wisconsin the night before the DNC, and she was drunker than a skunk when she was trying to make sense. And then people started sending me all these other videos. And I said, yeah, I used to work with this population as a therapist. She has a drinking problem. And I think it's because she doesn't have a sense of foundation in her own personality. The fact that you would have the nerve and the stupidity, and the fact that Obama's handlers would let her do this to copy Trump's policies. Do you know, I'm going to be straight up honest with you. The people that hate Trump still know he's the guy that built the wall. And now she's doing a 180 flip-flop. This is how desperate they are. Hear me and hear me clearly. Her approval rating is between 8 and 10%. Two experts I know, one I can talk about, one I can't. Martin Armstrong, oh, you love your work. Martin, you're awesome. 10% approval rating. Now, let me tell you what's going to happen. This is scary. And I said this on John B. Wells last night. I said it on John Moore's show today. If they come out of the Labor Day weekend and these numbers still suck, and they do suck, and they know the true numbers, something desperate's going to happen. I can sit here and speculate, said, oh, they could take her out and blame Maugin and have a sympathy candidate, and it'll be Waltz gone too, because this guy couldn't lead his shoes into the closet. So, no, they can't go with him. He's worse than her, which is why she picked him. He's insurance that they won't get rid of her. Or they could just do false flags and cancel the election. And oh, yes, listen to this. Today, Klaus Schwab spoke out. And thanks to Alex Jones for picking up on this. Good job, Alex. You're not going to believe what he said. He basically is saying now that we're going to have false flags. You can go over to Alex's site on Twitter and you can play that clip. And it's right towards the beginning. I think Alex put 23 minutes of a show on 25 minutes of a show. And it's about, I don't know, a minute in, 2 minutes in. And Klaus Schwab says, well, we got to get ready for the grid down and all these bad things are going to start happening. I think they just told us if they can't defeat Trump legitimately, what's going to happen? And he specifically mentioned grid down. Well, I'm going to tell you this too. It ain't going to just be grid down. These terrorists are here for a reason. The Chi-Com soldiers are here for a reason. I think we're going to get hit with a kitchen sink. But it's interesting how all these things start to come together. Hey, look, thanks for joining us. Please share this, okay? Share it with Democrats. Show them what a hypocrite and say, how could you vote for this? How could you possibly vote for this? And to her depraved indifference towards human life, people are nothing but a piece on a chessboard for her to manipulate for her own benefit. You know, we thought that Biden was bad with dementia. She may not have dementia, but she's worse.